Good morning, Tom Brady. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
We rarely begin with specificity, but we will do that today. I don't know if you've been listening, but we've been debating back and forth a particular play in Monday night's game, and we need you to be the final arbiter of what we need to think about that play. Second quarter, third and three, you choose not to run for an easy first down. And chose to throw it to Julian Edelman. The ball was incomplete. You had to punt. Two questions. Was that a good decision or a bad decision by you? And was that a good throw or a bad throw by you?
Split-second decision. And in hindsight, I wish I would have run it because I think it would have been easier to get the first down. So I kind of stepped up there in the pocket and caught Julian running across at the last second and thought I had a little space to get it in there to him. And, you know, as it turned out, the ball ended up being incomplete. So, you know, those are one of the plays that I wish that I would have made a better decision on. You know, that leads to first downs, and first downs lead to keeping our defense off the field, and leads to, you know, hopefully us staying on the field longer and being able to control the ball and get more into our offense and score more points, which is our goal. So, you know, that's what the game's about, making plays and making good plays and good decisions. You know, those are the things that I got to keep working on.
Tom, obviously there's a difference between physical pain and emotional pain. Thus, I ask the question, what hurts more, being strip-sacked by Tamba Ali from behind or being forced to take a seat with 10.5 minutes to go on a Monday Night Football game?
Well, neither of me ever wants to be the case, but I think you got to have enough mental toughness to endure through all the situations because, you know, this game is not – it tests your will, it tests your mental toughness, tests your discipline and your work ethic, and I think those are the things that, you know, are going to be tested by us the rest of the year. I don't think this is going to be, you know, easy to just roll our helmets out there and expect to go out there and win games. We got, you know, we got a lot of tough opponents. The competition's tough. It was a tough loss the other night, but you know, whether you lose by 1 point or you lose by 30, they're all going to count the same in the end. You know, we got to figure out, you know, the things that we need to do better, which there's quite a few things in order to be a lot more competitive than we were. So it was a disappointing loss, but at the same time, we've got to be able to move on. We got a short week and we got a great opponent, and we don't want one bad week to turn into two bad weeks. So that's where we got to show, like I said, our mental toughness and our ability to move forward and, like I said, learn from our mistakes and hopefully not repeat them.
You know, it feels like something we've never seen before as you're watching it unfold. But you guys have been blown out before. They got a list here in the Herald of times you and Bill have been blown out and how you've responded. The one difference this time felt to me, Tom, that you came out of the game. I mean, we don't see that. We haven't seen that much over the years. Were you surprised when you were told to take a seat that Garoppolo was going in?
I just do what I'm told, Jerry. I don't, you know, I'm not overanalyzing anything. We were getting our butts kicked, so it was a situation where, you know, we didn't have a good game, and you know, that's what coach wanted us to do, so that's what we did.
What is your experience in these over the years? Is there some common thread after you get blown out? What does it take to not allow it to become a trend, not allow it to become a losing streak?
Well, I mean, there's no magic play. There's no magic scheme. It's us as players playing a lot better than we're playing. And this hasn't been an isolated incident. I don't think offensively we've played well all year. I don't think we played well for a long time. So, you know, we gotta figure out the reasons why we're not playing as well as we're capable and try to improve them.
Do you think this offensive line and these skill players offensively are good enough to win, to be a winning group in the NFL?
I mean, we'll see. It's all of us. It's not just the skill group, the line. It's quarterback, tight ends, receivers, backs, offense, defense. It's a team sport. We all complement one another. And like I said, you know, if we don't do well offensively, yeah, then the defense is on the field. And when we play from behind, like we play from behind, the last 4 weeks, usually doesn't go very well for teams. And, you know, we got to do a better job getting ahead, staying ahead, so we can stay balanced. We can have our full complement of our offense. We don't stress our passing too much. We don't stress the protections. You know, the defense has more of an opportunity to play and make the calls they want. You know, it all ties together. So, you know, I don't think in any phase of the game we're playing the way we need to play in order to compete at a high level week in and week out. So, that's why we're in there working yesterday and trying to figure these things out. You know, we're 2-2. You know, it's not where we want to be, but it's where we're at. And we're not making excuses for it other than to say that we got to play better. And it's not one position. It's not one player. It's all players. It's all positions. It's all coaches. It's everybody. So that's why we got to all rally together. There's no one that's going to dig us out of the hole except for ourselves. And we got to, like I said, our mental toughness, our will, you know, our ability to learn from our mistakes and move forward is going to be really important to the outcome of our season. We got a lot of football to play. I got a lot of confidence in the guys that I play with. And, you know, that's what we're going to rely on. We're going to rely on the trust that we have in one another to go out there and do the job that we need to do.
You know, the stats say this is the worst you've played in your career, and last year's stats were the worst they've been at this time. But do you feel like right now, through these first four games, this is as bad as you've played individually so far in your career?
I don't think we've played well offensively for a while, so I think that's obviously going to reflect in every statistic that you could find, you know, that we don't have the kind of offense that is going to perform at a high level. So I think that's, you know, everyone's connected. It all ties together. So it's not, sure you can find a lot of statistics that aren't what they were when, you know, we were playing well. But we're not playing well, so we're not going to have good stats.
Tom, Ron Borges' Patriots report card came out today, and he gave six Fs, including the quarterback. How do you measure or evaluate your specific play? Not the offensive line, not the running back, not the offense, not the defense. Tom Brady's specific play. How would you grade your individual performance?
Well, I can play better. I think that's how I can grade it. So, you know, there's decisions and there's things I need to do a better job of. There's no question. But, you know, I don't grade myself, like Ron would. You know, but I know that I can play better than the way I'm playing.
Excuse the golf analogy, but I know you'll get this. When you're on the practice range before a round of golf, you get a sense of what's working, what's not working. Did you in any way, shape, or form see this performance coming prior to Monday night, whether it was in practice during the week, whether it was in the final walkthrough, whether it was the warm-up prior to the game? Did you have any inkling that this was going to be a bad evening for the Patriots?
No, I mean, I always have confidence going into the games, and I have confidence in my teammates and what, you know, I think we accomplish. We just, you know, we just didn't get it done. We fell behind to a good team on the road in a tough environment, and it just, you know, it snowballed on us. So, you know, we don't want to get behind. We got behind. We're down 17-0. We didn't make any plays in the first half in order to score points. And then, you know, we got into the third quarter and turned the ball over, gave them short fields, and, you know, that's what happens. We've been on the other side of that, and it feels great. And when you're on the losing side, it sucks.
Go ahead.
I don't think anybody's feeling sorry for us, and we're just going to have to go out there and we're going to have to go out there and play better. But it's you know, you got to look. You take the good with the bad. I mean, we've had it good for a long time. So when we don't play well, yeah, we're expected that. You know, you know, the outside noise is, there's a lot of negative views, and that's fine. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's professional sports, very competitive. But, you know, we got to figure out a way to rally around each other and rally around the people that can do it and have an influence on the game and go out there and do a better job.
Tom, speaking of outside noise, how do you think you and your offensive teammates handled the crowd noise at Arrowhead that night? Did it have any effect on the play calling or performance or execution?
Well, the communication on the road is always something that you're working on, is always an issue. But our communication, we got most of our calls. We got, I mean, it's a tough environment. They do a good job at home. They're a good team at home. You know, we're a good team at home. There's a lot of teams that are good at home. You know, we got to do a better job certainly on the road.
Am I going, Jerry? You want me to go?
Sure.
Good. I got one. Thank you.
Well, I was going to ask about Amendola. We've been asking
this. Was I.
Okay. I'm truly baffled how a guy like Amendola, a healthy guy who made 85 catches 1 year in St. Louis, can be totally uninvolved. I mean, I just – technically, it baffles me. Can you help us out? Can you explain that?
I think, you know, look, we're trying to get everybody involved. But like you said, it's – offensively, we're not doing a good job, you know, to get everybody involved. And we're not you know, if we want to be a good offense, we got to get everybody involved.
But I guess my question would be, why isn't Amendola then involved? What are you doing to not get him involved? Why is he had 85 catches 1 year with St. Louis? He has 3 this year. What is going on? What's missing? Where's the connective tissue falling apart there?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I don't think we go into the game saying, you know, we're not going to throw it to this particular player. It's just, you know, you go to your read, you go to where, you know, you think the ball is going to, you know, where you're going to have an opportunity to complete it, and you know, then you throw it. And if he's not, you know, the person that gets it, then he doesn't get it. But, you know, Julian's had a lot of opportunity and taken advantage of it. Brandon LaFell did a great job the other night, you know, doing some great things when he got it. But like I said, it's, you know, offensively, it all ties together. You know, the decisions I make, the routes that we run, the way that we protect, you know, the throws, the catches, the first downs, the third downs. You know, like I said, we don't have very good statistics in any category. So, you know, if you're not on the field very long, then it's hard to run a lot of plays. If there's not a lot of plays, there's not a lot of opportunity for particular players. And, you know, that's just the way it goes.
Do you feel it was a mistake? Do you feel this offensive line is not as good because Logan Mankins isn't here? I mean, does that still carry over this far into the season?
I think, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, a lot of things on offense. So, you know, we dealt with that 4 weeks ago. That's the way it is. I mean, we have who we have. That's the way it goes. Like I said, nobody feels sorry for us. You know, we're trying to make the best of what we have and what we're trying to do. Some days it's good enough. Some days it's not good enough. The other night it wasn't good enough. So we got to try to figure out, you know, what we need to do so it is good enough this coming weekend.
Do you know that the whole world, when you're out of the game and you're on the bench, do you know that there's like a camera on you and everybody's watching every facial expression? And they're watching you drink your lemonade.
Brady cam.
Do you know that there's at least one reporter who's watching to see whether you fist bump Garoppolo as he comes off the field? And do you know you got criticized because you didn't high-five him as soon as he came off? Are you aware of that stuff?
I'm really not. You know, when we lose, there's not a lot to be... Even when we win, I think it's important just to not ride the roller coaster of emotions. You have to believe in your process. You have to believe in the things that you're doing to help the team win. You know, I think you got to take the good with the bad. And I was happy for Jimmy. I was happy for our team when we kept fighting to the end. That's a good thing. You know, the more good players we have, the better we're going to be as a team. So I didn't pay attention to any of those things. I was obviously disappointed that the outcome of the game was what it was. It's been very frustrating, you know, all season the way that we performed offensively. But that's what we're trying to figure out. We're trying to be a better offense.
All right, Tom, we wrap it up with the quarterback question of the week. I suppose, Tom, this qualifies as a cultural question. How does it come to pass that nobody in the Patriot organization, from Bill Belichick all the way down to the 53 players and maybe even the water boys, never, ever, ever say anything publicly that is mildly specific, that is mildly informational, or that is in the least bit risky? How does that culture exist? How do you know when you come to this organization that you are to keep your mouth shut, skate your lane, and never, ever make any ripples?
Well, I don't understand. How does it help our team when, you know, you express whatever concerns you have to people who can't do anything about it?
No, it helps us, Tom. That's
why aren't you thinking of us?
Yeah, really. Why are you being so selfish?
I understand that, but I don't think that helps our team. And I don't think that, you know, our goal is to, you know, help anyone outside of our team, certainly not help our opponents. I don't think, you know, we're trying to talk to you about all the things that we're working on, because obviously the opposing teams will know that too. So whatever issues we have, well, you know, we want, I think it's up to the other team to figure those things out. You know, whatever things that we draw our strengths, it's up to the other teams to figure it out. They don't know what we're trying to do. They don't know what we're trying to accomplish. And we certainly don't want to tell anybody what we're trying to do or what we're trying to accomplish. So I don't think it makes a lot of sense in a competitive situation where knowledge is power, information is really important, to divulge everything that's going on in your organization, or how you feel about a player, or how you feel about a scheme, or how you feel about a coach, or how you feel about a decision. Because I think you see from a lot of organizations, the vision from within is the worst thing that could happen. Mm. And if I got an issue with what we're doing, then I talk to someone who can probably do something about it. Not my parents, not my wife, not my agent. I talk to the person that's a player or a coach that I have an issue with. I think that's how we deal with it.
Okay, but
it may frustrate other people, but you know, I think we've done a pretty good job over the years to, like I said, ignore the noise, ignore the things that can't help us, and focus on the things that can help us. And that's put your energy toward the things that you feel you need to do to help you win.
All right, just a quick follow-up on that. How does the process get put in place? As an example, when Ocho Cinco comes into that locker room, when Darrell Revis more recently comes into that locker room, how are they made to understand? Who goes and pulls them aside and says, this is what we do here? Because Darrell Revis has been outspoken. Certainly Ocho Cinco has been. They've both been choir boys when they were here. How does that process work? Who makes them understand this is the Patriot way?
Well, you're a product of what your environment is. And, we follow the lead of the owner of the team. We follow, we follow the lead of the coach. We follow the lead of the captains. You know, it funnels all the way down. We try to get a message across to everybody that this is the way we handle things. That's all. Look, every team does it differently. Everybody has a different opinion of what it takes to be successful. We're certainly trying to be successful this season. Nothing that's happened in the past really matters. What someone did on another team or what we did at one point. Our team is different. The opponents we face are different. You know, it's a very competitive league. It's a very balanced league. I mean, there's no easy games. One team wins by 30 points one week, you lose by 30 points the next week. You know, you gotta put the process in place and work hard at it each week. And when it doesn't go your way, you gotta figure out the problems, you gotta make the improvements, and you gotta go out and win. And I know when we lose, it's very frustrating for us. It's frustrating for our fans, frustrating for our families. But that's the way it is. I mean, we're not going to sit here and feel sorry for ourselves. We're going to fight back. That's what we've always done, and that's what we're going to continue to do, because there's a lot of football left. We're a quarter of the way through the season. You know, there's not a team in our division that has a better record than us. So I know, you know, we've had seasons where we've won a lot of games. We've been undefeated. You know, that's great, but the reality is that's not going to happen every year, not in the NFL. So we got to take what we have. We got to understand where we're at. We got to try to do the best we can with what we have. And, you know, our margin of error, like I said, is we don't have a large margin of error. We can't make mistakes. If we make mistakes on the road to a good team, we're going to lose. So we got to do a better job not making mistakes.
All right, Tom, we'll get you out on this, and I promise. Would you like Gillette to be as loud as Arrowhead, and would it be helpful if it were?
I think that, you know, I think our team, you know, like I said, it goes back to not worrying about the fans or the refs or this or that, or it's, you know, we can't focus on how loud we cheer or the chants that we have, or, you know, look, our stadium has been very loud at times, and we got sometimes a great crowd. Sometimes, you know, we don't have a great crowd. Sometimes it's not as loud as, you know, it may be for other teams. But look, the better we play, the louder it'll be. So we're going to focus on trying to play better. And, you know, we've had a great home record over the years. I think we always play pretty well at home. So our communication is always pretty good. So, you know, our fans, they come, they cheer for us. You know, we as players, you know, we're going to do the best we can. We're going to try to make plays that incite the crowd and get them going. So, like I said, it all ties together. We, you know, when it goes good, it's great. When it doesn't go good, I know it sucks for us. It sucks for you guys. It sucks for our fans. It sucks for our families. It's not the way that you ever want it to go. But that's the situation we're in. And like I said, it's going to take some mental toughness to dig our way out of it because, you know, there's no one that's, you know, feeling sorry for the Patriots, and nor do we want that. This isn't a pity party. This is highly competitive football, and if you're not into highly competitive football, then you probably won't be on our team. So we got to figure out, you know, what it's going to take for us to be successful and try to work hard to build that and do it on a consistent basis so that we can get a lot better and certainly go out there and play better than we played the other night.
All right, Tom, a lot of work to do this week. Good luck Sunday night. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Okay, thanks, guys.